JetBlue's round-trip service between South Florida and Cuba costs about $215. That's almost three times less than what charter flights have charged. So are charter companies set to fold up? Not at all, they say. A big reason charter fares were expensive were the exorbitant landing fees Cuba charged before the U.S. and Cuba normalized relations. Charter companies should now see the lower fees commercial carriers will get, and that should help the charters compete. Elena Freire is an executive at Zayel Charters in Miami's Little Havana. She says the 20 daily commercial flights to Havana that Cuba is set to allow won't be enough to meet demand. She feels other factors are still in the charter's favor, too.
The amount of luggage that the average person that flies once a year to see their family in Cuba is carrying is not going to be accommodated by the commercial carriers. There is a tremendous amount of aid that goes from families.
Freire says that reflects the community role the charters have played here and the harassment they faced in the early days from hardline Cuban exiles who considered any travel to Cuba aid to the communist Castro regime.
For many, many years, we were the only avenue the Cuban family had to be able to see each other. And back in the day, there were threats and all kinds of nasty things happening.
Freire concedes that companies like Zayel will need to transition to other Cuba travel-related services besides charter flights to stay viable. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.